What's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee, hanging with the dudes from Exodus. This is Gary. What is up, my man?
I'm
very excited to be here at this show. I would love to talk about a couple of things that are kind of special and new, but first, let's do amps.
Your whole
rig is right here, man. This is brilliant.
Yeah, it's small beautiful. And compact. You know?
So you're running a Kemper, huh?
Yeah, I run the Kemper. It's a profile of one of my 1987 modded Marshalls in there. You know,
Not something you want to take out of the house, huh?
No, never. They don't leave the house. I usually, you know, I have like a big, you know, multi-$1,000 angle rack at home, but, you know, I didn't bring it on this tour because a lot of these venues would. There's not a lot of stage space, and you can see how small this is. So,
sure.
You know, I've got the Marshall 9200 power amp, which is just a brute monster. Kemper, you know, Samson wireless. I usually use line 6, but Lee has my rack one right now. And, you know, Samson power strip. And this is my newest thing.
Yeah, let's talk about this little piece of gear.
This is the Effects Connects wireless pedal board switching system. It's
wireless switching.
Awesome. You know, it's like, you know, you could run up to 10 of these pedal boards. You know, you can run them in different locations all across the stage.
No cables to trip over.
No cabling.
How cool is that?
You just walk out and boom, sit it down wherever I want it, you know? And, you know, it's got mute, you know. This has 4 loops. It's got A, B, and I haven't even looked at the owner's manual, to tell you the truth.
It's literally that easy to use.
it's that easy to use. I've never even cracked open the manual on it. And it also has a body pack here. I don't know if you can see it. It's a wireless body pack, you know, just like any little wireless pack, but it's got the same banks of switches on it. So like
your tech or
my tech could, he keeps it here, but you could keep it right on your hip if you wanted. And he could just reach down and do all my mutes or even switch all my banks wirelessly from that. And it's just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It works so killer.
That's too cool, you know, for school, man.
And I got all kinds of guitar player friends who like saw me post shit on it about it on Instagram, and they're like, dude,
what is that?
What the hell is that? Corey from Trivium's got one on the way to him. That's just remarkable.
Cool.
And as of now, it's never failed. It's always searching for a frequency.
Sure.
You know?
And it's got obviously a unique frequency to its own software or whatever.
And so I wish half my wireless signals for my guitars worked
that good.
It's awesome.
Speaking of guitars, man, you got some really killer stuff I'd love to show everybody.
This is the new Gary Holt signature.
I saw this during soundcheck, and this is about the coolest looking top I think I've seen on a guitar, man.
It's about the baddest finish I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And this guitar weighs
just
a lot.
3D, man.
It's fucking...
Whoa.
It's a backbreaker,
yeah.
But you know, there's probably a couple pounds of paint on this thing, you know? They call it the red lava swirl. I call it coagulated blood.
Definitely looks like nice coagulated blood.
Red
man.
Binding. The red binding on this one's awesome because under blue light, it glows like a fluorescent orange.
Yeah, I noticed during soundcheck, it almost looked like there was orange binding, and I was like, I thought it was red.
When blue hits it, and it's got glow-in-the-dark
dots
and my name's only on the back. It has a little tattoo-style banner. It just says Holt on it.
And then
Les Paul scale, you know, 24 and 3/4.
And those red EMGs are the... Is
red EMGs, yeah.
Normal 8189.
8189R. To where the single coil is at the neck position, not close to the
middle. So you can get really actually clean tones if you want.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And this is the LTD version, which I use more later in the set because it weighs a whole lot less.
So by the time you're done with your back hurting.
I got bad joints, show you guys bad hip, bad knees.
So same pickups.
You see how it starts turning orange on a certain line.
Yeah. You guys take a look at that, man. That is just badness.
I mean, it's just fucking killer. These are amazing. Yeah.
They make good
killer
stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. And the other one's just a backup, just a standard LTD model that I mostly warm up on. You know, this guy here, he's just basic one. They call that reindeer blue. I keep...
Looks like purple almost, yeah.
Yeah, it's purple. It's not blue. Canela, get it right.
But I don't know if you guys can see this on camera. I'll try to get some photos, but I mean, this binding is nice. I mean, that's a great looking guitar.
No, it's an awesome guitar. Yeah. I like it. Before the signature was done, this is what I chose to play. It was this model. And people always like, oh, why are you playing LTDs? You know, play the other ones. Why? Because this is the Les Paul one that had a Floyd. It had a pickup switch that I was comfortable getting to. Like, you know, they sent me some other stuff and it kind of hidden between tone and volume knobs and I couldn't slap it fast enough. And I love them. They're killer.
Yeah, they're killer, man.
It's what I've used for many gigs with Slayer since I rejoined the ESP family those, you know?
Yeah.
And other than that, you know, Zach Wild wall, Dunlop, best walls on the planet. And this one's super gnarly and aggressive, you know?
Do you feel like the travel is different than, you know, the standard just crybaby, or?
Yeah, it's just deeper, you know? Like with Slayer, Carrie uses this. So in order to like have a slightly different wall sound, I use the Dunlop Cantrell, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, which is awesome, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's got this awesome mid-range, it's real throaty, you know? And Dunlop strings, for Exodus, I use a custom wound set. They're 10 to 50 heavy core. So the tension's kind of like the same as the 10 to 52, except the diameter is smaller. So I'm a little faster bouncing around the string, you know? And Slayer, you know, I use different gauges, 9 to 46,
of course,
10 to 52, and then the drop B, and I have a Dunlop 60 on the E for that one.
Oh, okay, yeah, a little bass string.
Yeah. Dunlop picks, you know?
So you know, you're running from the
49er ripoff logo on it, you know?
Love that. You guys can see that. Looks like the 49ers logo.
And Dunlop straps and Schaller strap lugs, but I'm about to...
I guess the only thing we can't see from here is the cabs. What are you running to the...
No-name cabs, whose brand I will not spill, but they're loaded with all vintage Celestion 30s, and they're the best speaker on earth.
The recipe for thrash metal, dude.
And all
EMGs.
Oh, in the back here. Kemper. Shit, we can't really turn it around. In the back, I have a Boss noise suppressor, a Maxon, basically their tube screamer. A Maxon flanger, all Monster cable in there. But yeah, it's all wired up with Monster cable and speakers and a loom out to the wall now. You know, that's all it goes out to is this, you know, so super simple.
Love that. Easy to fly around with, easy to get around with.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah,
can't
you know,
beat
I've got three of the Kempers, you know. I have one that lives in Europe. I have the little toaster one, looks like a,
like lunchbox.
A toaster oven, like a lunchbox, and this one here.
Cool. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to run us through that.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.